Turkey's defense ministry says a ship carrying corn has now left Ukraine's Odessa port. Ukraine has not been able to export food since Russia invaded in February. Turkey helped broker a deal involving the two countries. The vessel is known as the Rezoni. It's set to arrive in Turkish waters on Tuesday before heading to an inspection center in Istanbul. John Hendren has more from Odessa.
We don't know whether this is just one ship or whether all 16 will travel together, but we do know that the part of the job of the pilot ship is to make sure they get where they're going in within that safe corridor. And the reason that corridor was created was to make sure, A, that no one would attack those ships while they went through an active war zone, and B, to make sure that that area was demined so those ships wouldn't hit explosive mines in the water.
Iraq's Shia politician Muqtada Sadr is asking all Iraqis to join protesters camped inside parliament. His supporters stormed the building on Saturday for the second time in a week. They're demanding a complete change to the political system, but their pro-Iranian Shia opponents accuse them of trying to launch a coup. Over 2,000 residents in Northern California have been forced from their homes by a massive wildfire. The McKinney fire has scorched more than 200 square kilometers of land inside a national forest. The chief of Myanmar's military junta has extended the state of emergency for another 6 months. It was first declared after the military deposed the government of Aung San Suu Kyi in February last year. Suu Kyi remains detained and has been charged with several offences. Senegalese President Macky Sall's ruling coalition says it won a majority in parliament after Sunday's election, but local media reports say turnout was just 22%. Opposition parties are angry as some of their most popular candidates were disqualified from running. England have beaten Germany in the final of the Women's European Football Championship. Forward Chloe Kelly scored the winning goal in extra time. It's England's first major trophy in football since 1966.
Malika here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. In our latest episode, the science is clear. Governments aren't taking enough action to avert climate change catastrophe. And in the face of that inaction, protests by scientists are growing. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.